91.3 KXCI, Tucson, Arizona. Welcome down to your end of the dial. You are listening to Locals Only. The second hour of the show, where we go out, we get a local Arizona band. We bring them into the studio and we put them into your home, your car, wherever you are. My name's Serpy. I'm going to be taking you through the next hour. We're going to be shooting on over to Studio 2A here in a second with the Rez Tones doing a live set for us. And that's also who you just happened to hear with their song, Tears Falling in the Cemetery. Thanks for joining us. I think the boys are ready over there in Studio 2A. I'm going to shoot it on over.
Come back. Right, fix the energy. No more words, just the sound of intensity. You hear a scream in the night, mother, to the grave, a sound of kisses. Come and accept your fate. All the sinners are gonna feel it when he makes his way.
What's up, Tucson?
Light it up, Hoss. We'll be right back.
Oh yeah. 91.3 KXCI Tucson, Arizona. You're listening to Locals Only. My name's Serpy, and I am coming to you live from Studio 2A with the Rez Tones. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Well, this is awesome. My pleasure.
Yeah.
So why don't you take it around the horn and introduce y'all?
Well, I'm Tommy. I'm the drummer from Tucson, Arizona. I'm ready to rock.
It is evident that you are ready to rock.
My name is Christopher Yazzie. I'm originally from Tuba City, Arizona, and I've been here in Tucson since I think 2017, and I'm here to rock too.
My name is Wallace. Everybody calls me Ace. Rez Tone from Tulani Lake to represent Navajo Nation. Hello to everybody.
So Ace, you are back on the bass.
Just for today.
Okay.
Just for day. Yeah. We have a homie, the Fly, wanted to be here, but he couldn't make it.
All right. Do you feel tethered? Like when you get to just prowl around with the microphone, then you have to do something like tonight where you're hopping behind the bass as well. Do you feel a little constrained? Or
yeah, once we became a three-piece, that was like the first thing I noticed. And I wasn't really happy being just behind this thing. I know how I can play it a little bit, but having our new guy in, like especially for the last show we did at Surly Wench, it was a really good time. It felt freeing again to move around and do my thing.
Yeah, you hold it down well though, man. I mean, that's a coffin. Like that bass is huge. It's also beautiful. Is that custom? Like, did you do that paint job yourself?
Or yeah, I found this on one of those storage unit like bidding war things. I got it for like really cheap.
Yeah.
But the finish was completely just like there's nothing to do about it. So I just sanded it all down and went to Ace Hardware. So
it looks awesome. Yeah. It sounds great.
Yeah.
So you guys, as you just said, you just played a show at the Surly Wench, and you got another one coming up on the 8th, I think, November 8th.
Yeah, with Hillbilly Casino from Nashville, Tennessee, and Screaming Rebel Angels from New York.
Nice. All right.
Yeah, that's going to be a blast.
Yeah. You guys kind of hit the ground running. I mean, I'd imagine you guys are probably veterans, like you've been in other bands and stuff. I mean, you sound pretty well seasoned. Like, I know you just got together in, what, 2018 was when the band got together?
Yeah, about that, yeah.
Yeah. What were you doing before that? Before you all found each other and made this happen?
I was in a band when I was a kid, but I took a long time off. But yeah, back in the early 2000s, I was in a band called Pasta Rocket. Shout out to my homies. Yeah. But yeah, we took quite a few years off. Me and Wallace started playing together in about 2015, just playing cover songs. And
yeah. We used to do some killer Tom Petty.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Back then, yeah.
Nice. Did you see that movie that just came out, that documentary for lost footage of Tom Petty by chance?
No, I haven't. I know it's there. I went through the whole Beatles what they released on Disney, and that totally blew me away. So
yeah, we just saw it. They had two nights where they showed it in the theaters, and we went and checked it out. If you're a Tom Petty fan, it's worth hearing.
I'm all about music documentaries.
Yeah.
I was in a band before these. Well, when I started with these guys, I was in another band called Pygmy Death Ray, and I was started as a drummer and then became just a bass player. And before that, just all sorts of different bands. Nothing like goth industrial bands, country bands. Yeah, when you name it, I was in it.
You made the rounds.
Yeah.
Nice.
But when I moved here in 2009, I met Al Fowl, and then this is where this went.
So. Okay. All right. Yeah, I'd imagine, that it was a pretty tight knit community. And that's when I first moved to Tucson, like when Vaudeville was open, and you had all kinds of like more rockabilly, more rock, just more live music in general, it seemed like back then. But there's still new pockets popping up all the time, and you guys are filling them. So you're playing at the Surly Wench on the 8th, and then you have another show, I think, not till December or something, right?
Oh, yeah. We're playing, hopefully, our CD release show at Shay's Lounge on the 4th?
December 7th?
7th? The 7th. Okay, yeah, 7th, yeah.
All right, it'll be here soon enough.
Yeah.
We are going to get into all that. I want to talk to you about the EP you just put out. I want to talk to you about the album that is on the horizon and other plans you got going. But let's get back to the music.
Sure.
You're listening to the Rez Tones on Locals Only.
Young boy has made a few heartbreaks. Yes, he did. into the blaze. Yes, you will. Yeah, you know that this old man will ride out into the haze. Yes, he will. So when the sun goes down, the moon, it comes out to me. And the darkness holds tight and the stars sing out for me. And when the sun goes down, the moon, it comes out to me. And the darkness holds tight and the stars sing out for me.
No, we're here. I guess you guys are hearing all the new songs from the album too.
Oh yeah.
Uh-oh.
blood that's left like sweetness. So you won't be any closer. Oh, we will stop listening. I just keep getting further. My power is going. It's time to love what's been behind.
Song. Everybody likes it. Our show is called Dust Devil.
KXCI Tucson, Arizona. Welcome down to your end of the dial. You are listening to Locals Only. My name's Serpy. I'm coming to you live from Studio 2A with the Rez Tones. Thanks again, guys, for being here.
Oh, man, this is a blast.
It's way cooler than sitting at home on a Monday night.
Yeah. No kidding. When I rolled up tonight, Tommy was sitting outside having a cigarette, and I was like, you in the band tonight? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, I smelt the rock and roll on you. But you said your dad or your granddad's listening in Texas?
My mom and dad out in Texas, man. They're so jealous. I wish they were here, man. They would have loved it.
Hi, mom and dad.
Yeah, if you're listening, as always, you can always go to kxci.org. We have archived shows that you can listen to and set lists and anything that you might have missed. Sometimes you're just in transit out getting yourself a frozen dairy treat or something. You hop in and you're like, who's that band rocking it out on a Monday night? And it's the Rez Tones. Yay! So you guys, is it Skoden or Skoden?
Skoden.
Skoden. That's your EP. Did you guys record that yourselves?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up? Is it? Are you new to that? Or you do recordings for other bands as well or something? Or is this just something you took on yourself?
It's just a hobby, really. I bought all the gear so I could, you know, record stuff on my own at home, and it just worked out great. We could use it ourselves.
Yeah.
Mostly just a hobby. We just enjoy doing it.
Don't sound like a hobby, man. It sounds good.
It really does. We really try. Yeah.
And are you taking on the full length that you're working on right now? You've been recording that yourself as well?
Yeah. We're just about done. Just a little finishing touches to put on her, and then I'll be ready for the public.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Super excited.
And besides the local shows that we mentioned, again, if you're just tuning in, on the 8th, they're going to be back at the Surly Wench. And then in December, was it? No.
The Surly Wench will be on the 8th, November 8th.
November 8th. And
it's kind of strong.
There's a beverage break going on. Mm-hmm. So you're taking on recording that yourself, and are you, besides just concentrating on local shows, you got any plans to do any touring or anything like that? Or
that's funny you asked. We might be, I don't know if we can say it yet, so we're gonna wait, but we're supposed to be leaving for Vegas this month maybe. Yeah. And then there's like stuff in the works, San Francisco and stuff like that. So we just did like a long like Colorado, and went through California. Yeah, we just, Mexico. You know. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't just tease like that. You're like, I don't know if I can talk about this.
I can't. Well, I mean, you know, it's not confirmed. We can't say anything if it's not confirmed. So, but it's...
All right.
We just got... Like, a lot of times you get pretty lucky, and like, all the festivals that we played, I've been really lucky. People just seek us out, and we're just, like, so grateful for all of it, so...
Well, there's a reason for it. I mean, you guys definitely do. You have your feet really planted in some traditional sounds and stuff, but there is, like, you're very, very vocal... Not vocal forward, but what you do with the harmonies and your vocal styling in general, it's not usually what you hear with a rockabilly or psychobilly-type band, but you make it new without it being too like, whoa, why are you trying to reinvent the wheel here?
Yeah. We got a lot of friends that we played for that have just told us, like, dude, just do your own thing. Like, because I would be like, oh, maybe we should do a traditional rockabilly song or do something like whatever, you know, to get into the scene. Because like, a lot of people out there in the genre tend to like stick with their one thing just to have these certain like access to certain places, and we wanted to be a part of that for a little bit, but then we just started to do our own thing, and then we just started getting invited into it anyway. So
yeah, it's you find out once you get in there, it's hard once you're through the door, you don't want to do anything to jeopardize it, but then once you start letting your wings spread a little bit, there's room for you to do your thing, and yeah. And people want that. I mean they there are a lot of traditional loyalists and stuff like that in any genre and stuff like that, but you know, it's not like you're Dylan going electric and giving people heart attacks.
Yeah.
So another thing about your songwriting too, obviously that you have your indigenous roots really come through on that. Is there anything in particular that, I mean, obviously with what we were just talking about trying different things, putting different elements into a more traditional music discipline, I'd imagine that's something that's probably been actually beneficial for you as well.
A bit. I mean, I don't know if I can, I mean, Chris and I talk about it, but, you know, when we were growing up as kids, we had our local AM station there. And they would play old rockabilly along with old country and stuff like that, and that's what our grandparents listened to. We'd be out there like planting corn or helping them out or herding sheep, whatever. That was like the only thing we had, and it was just, you know, it's that we heard all that stuff. And my grandfather, he was a Korean War vet, and when he came back, he was already greased up, shirt up, you know, cigarettes right here, yeah. Here, put up. So like he, I didn't know that was a thing, you know. I just thought it was my grandpa, you know. And then years later, I get to see the Wanderers and Outsiders and stuff like that, and that's where I was like, oh, cool. But I never really like adapted the idea of taking on all of it until. Probably when I moved here, and like I said, when I met Al, like Al Fowl, just like, you know, he was just a presence, and he's like, you just got to do your own thing, man, you know, and you can't settle down for nobody. And he was like, yeah, dude, yeah, cool. So I dig it. And after that, I started to explore the idea, and I scored another one of these, and that's where I started. So, and I just took it. And we met a lot of bands out there within our generation, or even younger, who are taking those same ideas. And like one of our friends' bands, Midnight Stew, they do like a whole 70s, 80s, like old country sound, you know, like the old like urban cowboy kind of thing going on. Yeah. And they kill it. And Dirt Roads does the same thing. It's just a lot of these indigenous bands that are coming out doing the same thing we're doing. We're all helping each other to kind of raise our voices and not.
It's beautiful, man. And it's true. It's like the saying goes, from the root to the fruit, you know. Yeah. And when you draw from those deep wells, it's just, it brings an authenticity to the music that is undeniable. Whether or not people are just casually listening to what you're talking about in the lyrics or not, it comes across. And I find too, like, I'm not quite sure how old you guys are, but like when I first started getting into music when I was younger, and it was all about getting away from home. I come from a pretty heavy Italian Catholic background. I was just like, I'm gonna do my own thing. But then as you get older, you get that call home, you know, not just to the geography of home, but to the heart and the gut of home. And nothing better than to pay homage to that through an oral history like you get to do with music.
Yeah,
it's really awesome. And going back to what you were saying about Al, I didn't know him super well, but the little bit I did know, like, that man just, he didn't put on airs for anybody. You know, he truly did just like did what was on. He didn't pander to people, and there's something not just respectable about that, but it's a necessity.
And so what an impact he made too, you know,
without a doubt.
I mean, I hear his name all over the place.
Yeah, awesome. All right, well, let's see. It's we got to go to the top of the hour. What do you got left? About four
songs left?
Four or five.
Yeah. You got some other ones we can draw from if we're a little short? Mm-hmm. Before.
Yeah, yeah, we were just talking about that.
All right, so, good. Yeah. I'm going to shut up. I didn't know how long I had to stretch it out.
Stretch it out, man. Stretch it out.
We could talk forever.
But real quick, are you the Custard Has It Had It Coming song?
Oh, we didn't put that on the list.
Right, because I know you said there's a bunch of bad words in it.
Yeah.
But then you had
alternate edit. But we also decided we didn't want to do that anymore, so.
Okay, all right.
But we can still do it. I just got to remember.
I was just kind of curious. Don't stray from your path because of me and my whims. You are listening to Locals Only. My name's Serpy. I'm here with the Rez Tones. Thank you for joining us. We're going to be here until the top of the hour. Strap on in. Here we go.
This is for Stacy.
Yes. Yes. Tragic.
Stacy?
Baby, I know I'm so far away. My heart wants to go, but I've gotta stay. Hitch a ride after this last song, back into my baby's arms. My heart's at home and you ain't so long for me. I'm coming home to Tuba City. I hitched a ride on the 89. City lights are just in sight. But then a crash, couldn't feel a thing. Dancing metal all around me. My heart's at home and she waits all night for me. I'm coming home to the city. Alright! Baby, you love my heart, don't you wait all night for me. I'm coming home to Tuba City. Yeah. I woke up, couldn't sit still. double that I live too fast. Give me one more chance to get the flash down. Let me tell her that I love her so. Then you take me to my face down below. She's got my heart. I can't stay apart. She's got my soul. I want to go home.
Yeah.
Ooh, the arrow.
Yes.
Type of high. Don't need your battles, cause then you know I don't know peace. Just want my land back and a little bit of something sweet. Don't mess with my heart and soul, just let me play some rock and roll tonight. I don't need that Cherokee princess grandma pool. Know where I come from. I just need some loving from the girl that I adore. I gotta keep on bumping and talking with the ones that left before. Don't mess with my heart and soul, just let me play some rock and roll tonight. My life. I just need my guitar, like Richie Valens, I'll make it fly. I don't need your lust to get me by, just sing these songs all night. Don't mess with my heart and soul, just let me play some rock and roll tonight. Video for this one. So if you ever look us up on YouTube, Red Tones, this one's called Radioactive Love.
Yeah.
the song makes you sway. The desert sings to me in the shadows they play. Her lips atomic and I'm at ground zero. And she moves so close to me and my world it explodes. Oh, she's like poison that eats me away. Whoa. And her kiss is radioactive decay. Yeah, whoa.
KXCI Tucson, Arizona. Welcome down to your end of the dial. You're listening to Locals Only. My name's Serpy, and I'm here with the Rez Tones, if you're just tuning in. Thanks again for being here, guys.
No problem. Thanks for having us, man. This is super cool.
Yeah. I'm looking at the clock. I'm trying to get my thoughts together. Let's recap some stuff for those people just tuning in. So you got the EP out now.
Yeah.
You got the album coming out.
Mm-hmm.
You got a show coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about that again, just to recap.
All right, so we're playing November 8th, Friday, at Surly Wench Pub with Hillbilly Casino and Screaming Rebel Angels. Like, we've played with these bands before. They played here. They're great. A great show.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. They're talented, award-winning, psychobilly, rockabilly. That's Screaming Laura Palmer. I think her name's Laura Palmer from Screaming Rebel Angels. The best voice you ever heard, I swear. Just giant space and everything. She's the coolest. So yeah, I hope you guys come out and make that. And then December 7th, we'll be playing at Shay's Lounge with Scorpion versus Tarantula for our fingers crossed CD release party.
It's gonna go great.
Yeah, we've had some bad luck getting this album finished. So.
Yeah, just delays on unexpected curveballs coming your way.
Or monsoon season.
We had the whole thing basically done, and then my hard drive crashed on my computer and I lost it. That was a hard conversation to have with the guys.
I bet.
It was very sad.
Part of the pitfalls of recording at home.
You know, sometimes too, that's a blessing in disguise, because then you go back to it and you kind of feel like you demoed it. And
I love it so much more the second time through. So
yeah, unless we came up with so many more songs after that too. Like, we were just like, all right, we're just gonna go through it again. But then I want to say like half the set is from the new stuff. Yeah,
well, that's good.
Yeah, just the stuff that we just like, we all hammered it out in like a day, and then I hammer out the lyrics in a week, and. Yeah, here we are. So, awesome. And everybody's loving them. So, I think we're doing all right.
Yeah, no, you guys are definitely on a track doing something good. And where can people find you on all the platforms?
All the platforms: Spotify, Apple, all streaming services, YouTube's, Facebook, Instagram.
At the Rez Tones.
At the Rez Tones.
.com.
Yeah, that too.
And as Ace was mentioning, that you do have that video for Radioactive Love.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious. I mean.
That was such a fun experience. It was some kids at the U of A put that on for us.
All right. That's what I was wondering. I was thinking in this day and age where like you have to always have this content going out, make videos, make posts and stuff, and it's a headache. And I was just like, man, these guys are staying busy. They're recording solid songs and they're making these like high-end videos.
All we had to do was show up and put zombie makeup on. It was a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
I think our work was like an hour, maybe 2 hours. And they were there from like... but like 2 o'clock in the afternoon all the way until way past we were gone at like midnight or one.
Oh, you guys got the rock star trip.
Yeah, we're just like, all right, cool, we're done, all right. And then we're out of there.
That's great. No, it's when I first started watching it earlier tonight, you know, just the car pulls up, the toxic barrel comes rolling out, and you're like, where's this going? That was kind of unexpected. So definitely go to the website and check that out. If you're on the internet, I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. Go to redstones.com. They have a bunch of videos, some live stuff, and some other videos.
Or if you see us, just come say hi.
Definitely, yeah. Don't be shy. Make yourself known.
Yeah.
How long is that last song?
We got like at least two. Right?
You got two more?
We can do two.
All right.
I mean, we could do Custer right now if we wanted to. If you guys remember it, do you remember it?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll do my best to behave.
Yeah, dude.
please behave, because that's big trouble for us. Also, I just want to dip into this. You did make a dedication to Stacey earlier. For those who might not know out there, we lost one very near and dear to us here in Tucson. Stacey, who pours over at the Surly Wench, was taken from us unexpectedly by a hit and run. Our hearts go out to Stacey, her family, the Surly Wench family. And please, if anyone has any information about it, you got a security camera on 4th, please come forward and let's try to find the person who did this. It kind of sucker punched me. I found out just before I came in, and it really hasn't sunken in. But let's get back to the music. We're gonna play out to the top of the hour. Again, you're listening to the Rez Tones, locals only, KXCI.
Hey, Baudelaire, Sylvia, Emily, Elaine, love you guys.
Aww.
Pride over the hill, looking on the side, shoot to kill, thought he had a beat of his enemy. Didn't know who I bought me, so Custer had it coming, blinded by pride and grief. Nothing missing out, we found out, and now we're gonna make him bleed. Well, Custer had it coming, thought he was built to last. It was 1876, four times getting down in the mix, double phone gold and now a Lambo. He messed up his match plan, so Custer had it coming, blinded by pride and grief. Well, he went down and found out, and now I'm gonna make him bleed. Well, Custer had it coming, and he was built to last. Well, he went down and found out, he's dying of greasy grass. Face down in dirt, Christmas took all he was worth. They took take our land away, but we are here and we will face the Custer out of coming. Thought he was in it. But he was down and found out in the reason. Well, Custer out of coming, thought he was well to last.
Been a while. That
yeah,
that
was a while. Yeah,
I'll take it.
All right,
we want to do
the one. We'll do this one. This is it for all the marbles.
All right, let's make it especial.
Okay. Got that sin behind my grin. If you're gonna make you so sad, I'll
care about what you want, cause I got what you need. Baby, I'm gonna make it so sad. Alright. Everyone's come close to me. I got what you need. Let me set you free. I'll take you just one kiss. I got you on my list. Never let you go, baby. I'll make you go. Here. I'll fix just one bite. You make you mine, all mine. Baby, I'm gonna make it so bad. You'll never be pure again, cause I'm your only friend. Baby, I'm gonna make it so bad. Alright! Let me see that pretty face. I need just one taste. My love will never fade. I'll take you just one kiss. I got you on my list. Never let you go, baby. I'll make you go. I'll make you go. So let's go, baby.
Brought it out a little longer, but
I did play it quite a bit faster.
One more? Tears Fall?
I don't think we have time.
Okay. I think that's it.
I think it's okay.
Stay tuned for Night Interlude. Rez Tones, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Check them out online. Thanks. You know where to find them. Thanks, guys.